Indians play right here. Welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show, sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Deacon Meeks here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. We've got an exciting matchup here for you tonight as the Indians get ready to take on the Marbury Bulldogs. These teams faced off earlier in the season. First, we'll have the girls matchup followed by the boys about 10 minutes after the conclusion of this game. Indians coming into this one with a three-game losing streak and most recently dropping a game against Stanhope Elmore this past Friday. It was a close game all the way through, but the Indians will look back to get back into the win column here tonight when these two teams faced off. Earlier this season, the Indians won it by their biggest margin all season and also scored the most points they have all season in a 77-9 blowout victory for the Indians. It should be an exciting one, Deacon.
Yeah, I completely agree. And Coach Winchester is definitely going to be wanting her girls to be shooting efficiently and just applying that full court press defense. We didn't really see that much against Stanhope, and I think if they added that on at the end of the game, they probably could have held on and kept the pressure on Stanhope, but I think that's going to be the main key factors to this game, to just apply pressure to Marbury and to let, you know, the people know that the Wetumpka Indians are still here to play and to win this thing.
Those keys to the game presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, and it will just a few minutes away from tip-off here, but before we get to that, Deacon, shooting the ball efficiency, that's something that this team really has worked on all season long, and I think a big way that comes is by trusting your bigs down low.
Oh, definitely. And like, whenever we look at the open looks that the Indians get, they shoot great, you know. Even if they miss, their bigs are down in the paint. But the main thing is also, like you're saying, trusting the bigs in the paint. Just sometimes you don't have to take the three. Sometimes you can dish it down low and trust your bigs to go up and get the bucket. I mean, you got 6'2", Queen Ballard, who can go up there and is bigger than any other girl on the court right now. And she's going to go up there and get the bucket for the Lady Indians. So that's a good point that you just pointed out.
Yeah, absolutely. Logan Banks, Queen Ballard, the two post defenders and great scorers here for the Indians. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be time for tip-off here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 246-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
From Radio Alabama Sports, this is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
And it's just about time for tip-off here in Marbury. But first, your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. Getting the start here for the Indians tonight is Layla Culpepper, Aaliyah Humphrey, Queen Ballard, Logan Banks, and Maya Richardson. Indians come out wearing their black uniforms adorned in gold trim and gold lettering with white numbers. Marbury in all white uniforms with some blue trim, blue numbers, and blue lettering. Tip-off is underway, and the Indians win it. It was Aaliyah Humphrey up there for the tip-off. And ball was tipped off to Logan Banks, and they give it to Humphrey. Now working away and down inside is Queen Ballard, and she's on the board early here for the Indians. A quick bucket for Queen Ballard.
And the Indians did just what you expected that they would do, move the ball down low and target the bigs inside the paint.
And it's a hot start here for the Indians. That ball trickled on out of bounds. And now Marbury turned that one over and inbounding it now for the Indians. They moved it all the way to the baseline for some reason, working around the top of the arc, and they'll find it back to Aaliyah Humphrey, catch and shoot three off the mark. But a rebound goes into the hands of Queen Ballard, and that's four for Ballard already. All points coming here from the paint for the Indians.
Yeah, and the paint is starting to be a dominant presence already as early as it is in the game. The Indians are finding such ease creating points in the paint.
That's something that this team has done well all season. Now Marbury working the other way and passing around the top of the arc. Ball in the hands of Jakayla Upshaw, but the pass to her went off of her right hand, went across the backcourt line, and that's a violation and a turnover there on the Bulldogs. Aaliyah Humphrey will get ready to inbound this one for the Indians. And she does so into the hands of Richardson. Passes back over to Humphrey out on the wing. Queen Ballard down low. Not going to get the layup to go that time. Rebound goes into the hands of Caden Seaman there for the Bulldogs. Ball was stolen. Layla Culpepper with a 5-foot floater off the mark. And Seaman grabs the rebound again. Upshaw's going to bring it up for the Indians. But it was tipped there for a second. Layla Culpepper did a good job there. And it's Humphrey working the other way here for the Indians. She passed it over to Culpepper, but officials blow this one dead, and they'll blow the foul there on Zoe Alexander of the Marbury Bulldogs. So Indians will inbound it from below their own baseline. And Humphrey in the corner, catch and shoot three. She's got it this time, three-pointer for the Indians. And they're off to a quick 7-0 lead here with just a minute and 40 seconds expired in this first quarter. First quarter action brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagan. And the Bulldogs pass there was intercepted by Aaliyah Humphrey. She was looking to pass it on a fast break there to Maya Richardson, and they'll blow a foul there. This one goes against Jakayla Upshaw, so fouls on back-to-back possessions there for the Bulldogs.
And each team playing some very aggressive defense in this one, starting off early.
And Humphrey, another three, this time off the mark. Rebound goes into the hands of Justice Ellerson. Indians trap them down low for a second, but now it's Upshaw working the other way. Crosses half court, but a pass sails over the head there of Caden Seaman. Another turnover on the Bulldogs, who are still searching for their first points in this one.
And rebounding already being a very key factor for the Indians. Queen Ballard, I believe, already has three boards in this one. So this is leading to a great defensive and paint-played game by the Indians.
And there was Layla Culpepper driving inside, five-foot layup off the mark that time. Upshaw grabs the rebound. He's going to try to cross half court, maybe do it all herself. Three from the wing and too strong off the back iron. Rebound goes into the hands of Culpepper, but it was poked away there for a second from Upshaw, but last touch by the Bulldogs. Inbound this one into the hands of Richardson. Richardson brings it across half court and passes over to Culpepper on the wing. Now it's Layla Culpepper, gets her woman in the air, fakes the three, and a jumper from alongside the baseline won't go. Queen Ballard, second chance, no good that time either for the Indians. Rebound goes to Upshaw of the Bulldogs. She'll pass it over to Justice Ellerson now, and Ellerson picks up her dribble just in front of the half-court logo. Passes over to Upshaw. Three rattles around and falls through there for the Bulldogs. First points of the night comes out of the hands of Ja'Kayla Upshaw and a three-pointer for them. Now Richardson trying to answer with a three of her own. Off the mark that time, Queen Ballard snags the rebound. And she was trying to pass it back out. She was standing right alongside the baseline. She was trying to pass it out. And they'll call a quick timeout. Will the Marbury Bulldogs. And so as they do so, we'll take a timeout of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there. Protect what matters most with State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagan and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagan understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Coming out of the timeout, Bulldogs are working the other way here. And with the ball now in the corner is Upshaw. Tries to go for the layup below the basket, won't get it to go. Another rebound here for Queen Ballard, and now Richardson is working the other way. Richardson trying to lay up, grabs her own miss though. Second chance points good that time there for Maya Richardson. First points of the night for her, and the Indians take an 11-3 lead. Richardson grabs a steal, does it again. Another layup here for Maya Richardson. Buckets on back-to-back possessions. And another steal here for the Indians. Layla Culpepper got it that time. Passes it over to Richardson. Five-foot floater. No good. Upshaw will grab the rebound. Ball is loose there for a second, but she recovers and will pass it over to Justice Ellerson. Humphrey now grabs another steal. Indians defense really showing up strong here. Culpepper out on the wing will pass it down even further. Corner three for Maya Richardson off the mark, but this time the rebound is grabbed by Alyssa Tyus for the Bulldogs.
This pace of this game is already being set by each team. Moving very fast and a lot of hustle on each side as well.
Yeah, both teams trying to work the ball here really quickly. Catch and shoot three for Tyus. A little bit too strong that time. Rebound from Logan Banks. She'll fire a full court pass over into the hands of Aaliyah Humphrey. Lays it up there. No problem for Humphrey. She's got five already. And Indians with a 15-3 lead. 5 minutes expired here in quarter number one.
The And Coach Winchester already putting her defense out in that full court press, and it's proven effective as of right now. Early in this game, the Indians have only held them to 3 points, and the Indians are doing just amazing on defense, keeping them very locked up and very confined on that backcourt line.
Now Marbury getting ready to inbound this one. Williams will inbound it over into the hands of Alexander. Alexander picks up her dribble, and she's trapped but gets it out. Couple of passes here, and it works its way back to Alexander. Three-pointer off the mark. Logan Banks with another board, chucking a full-court pass, and nobody ahead of him is Layla Culpepper. Goes up. No foul call there. Culpepper had a lot of contact. Now it's Upshaw working the other way, trying to do it all herself. Jumper from about 22 feet, no good, but an offensive rebound there for Julie Adams. Ball hit the floor. She was looking for somebody to pass to, but an Indian got their hands on it and poked it out of bounds, so it'll stick with Marbury on this end. They inbound it, and now it's Tyus down on the corner for three. Low arcing shot off the mark that time. Rebound was grabbed by Zoe Alexander. And they'll call, I believe it was a jump ball on the floor, no foul. But possession arrow points the way of the Bulldogs, so they'll try it yet again. Substitution now as Jakayla Upshaw will come out of the game for the Bulldogs, and Andrea Smith will come on to take her place. Inbound right in front of the bucket. Tyus went up for it, but it was blocked by Logan Banks. Indians trying to do it again on the fast break. Lexi Smith, a lot of contact there on the shot. This time they will call the foul, and it'll send Smith to the free throw line there. Foul goes against Janae Williams of the Marbury Bulldogs. 15-3 your score still. 2 minutes and 9 seconds left here in this first quarter. First free throw, short-armed a little bit by Smith, went off the front iron and then struck off to that left side. Smith's second free throw coming now. This one rattles around, takes a friendly bounce for the Indians, and Smith going 1-2 at the charity stripe that time. Indians coming out in the full court press, and Lexi Smith stole it right away. Layup again, a lot of contact. It was off the mark, no foul call. Now Marbury trying to find some space with Tyus. Tyus gets a 5-foot jumper from the brick. No good, but an offensive rebound there for Zoe Alexander and gives the Bulldogs 5.
And when the Indians take Queen Ballard out of the game, it really shows how that affects the Indians' defense down low in the paint and how much they truly need her to go up and get those big boards.
Deep three there from Lexi Smith, no problem. And Smith gets her first field goal of the night. Indians still full court pressing, but they will manage to get it across half court with Zoe Alexander, but she picked up her dribble. That pivot foot slid along the floor. That's a travel violation and a turnover there on the Bulldogs.
And the effectiveness of that full court press being shown live in action, just straight up pressure. That's all it is, putting the pressure on the ball handler and letting the Indians just sit back and relax and take the ball away.
And Logan Banks, jumper from about 7 feet parallel with the baseline. Not going to go down for her, but she will get the foul call and a chance to earn her points at the charity stripe. Four fouls already on the Marbury Bulldogs here. Team fouls, that is. All fouls going against different players, though, so nobody in foul trouble as of yet as Banks knocks down the first free throw. And there we go. No problem there for Banks. Goes 2-2 at the charity stripe, and Indians take a 21-5 lead. Still coming out with that full court press. Aaliyah Humphrey poked the ball out of bounds. Still struggling to bring it across half court. Now it's Janae Williams getting ready to inbound it. She'll chuck it to half court into the hands of Tyus. Tyus working inside, picks up her dribble and passes out to the corner. And Alexander, who has her shot blocked. Now Aaliyah Humphrey catches a high arcing pass there. And her momentum was carrying her out of bounds. Good job there. Just chucks it off the Marbury defender. It was Janae Williams who last touched it. Trickled on out of bounds after that. So the Indians will inbound it from below their own bucket. She'll give it to Banks now. Back over to Richardson on the wing. Now they find Humphrey in the corner. Catch and shoot three off the mark. Rebound snagged by Logan Banks. And second chance points for Logan Banks.
Yeah, second chance points have just been everything for this Indians team. Going up in the boards have led to so many easy 2 points and easy layups in this game.
41.8 seconds left on the clock as that ball trickled out of bounds. Lexi Smith went for the steal on the inbound, not able to corral it there. And Marbury will inbound it yet again. This pass hit the feet of Andrea Smith and went out of bounds. So Indians again getting ready to inbound it from their own bucket. And it's just been a defensive masterclass here from the Indians so far.
Yeah, I completely agree. A lot of hustle being shown and just pushing the pace in this one, showing no fret because Coach Winchester has plenty of players who are willing to step up and take that position and play good defense.
Inbound pass was stolen away from Maya Richardson. Catch and shoot three here for Tyus. Off the mark, she got the pass from Williams. And now Richardson chucks it down low to Aaliyah Humphrey. Goes up for the jumper. Count it and one. 7 points already here for Aaliyah Humphrey. That foul goes against Caden Seaman. That's her first of the night.
And man, was that a circus shot. I mean, she went everywhere with that ball, and it still ended up in the basket. So amazing shot right there, amazing take, and great way to draw the foul as well.
Yeah, it's something Aaliyah Humphrey has done so well. She converts on the and-one opportunity right there, but she really just loves contact. She's not afraid of it at all. They inbound this one into the hands of Zoe Alexander, but Lexi Smith is right there to tie it up. Possession arrow here points the way of the Indians, and Aaliyah Humphrey will inbound it from just in front of the scorer's table. She'll give it over to Lexi Smith, passes it back, and a couple of passes now down low into the hands of Logan Banks. No problem for her in that post yet again.
Yet again indeed, because Logan Banks has been there the whole game and will still be.
That pass is intercepted. 2 seconds left on the clock. Will Lexi Smith get it off in time? She will, but just a little bit too strong off the back iron. And a 23-point lead here for the Indians, 28-5 there on top after one quarter. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video, live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Why'd they bring their whole band?
And back now here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, it's time for second quarter action, powered by Radio Alabama Sports. And Marbury inbounds this one, and the ball bounces off the chest there of Justice Ellerson. Didn't even bother picking it up. Would have been a backcourt violation, so she lets it trickle out of bounds. Got some of the bench players in here for the Indians. Charlisa Gibbs out there, Kai Dillard as well, Jayla Merkerson, Zaria Peak, and Queen Ballard as well. Passing around the top of the arc are the Indians. They find Queen Ballard down low, and again, no problem there for Ballard. She's got six already, and the Indians take a 25-point lead, 30-5. And a couple of passes here for the Bulldogs. Another three off the mark this time. They have barely tried to go inside the paint, have the Bulldogs in. Kai Dillard had the ball poked out of her hands as she was racing down the court there, but it was last touched by Caden Seaman of the Bulldogs. And Indians will inbound it from below their own bucket again. Charlisa Gibbs catch and shoot three off the mark that time, but rebound goes into the hands of Kai Dillard. A nice little bank shot there from about 5 feet for Kai Dillard, and she'll get her first points of the night.
And when you talk about the future for the Indians, you think of Kai Dillard, right? She's a great guard who's just been so efficient with her bench playing time and has been proven to be, like, as good as the starters and to compete with all the starters up there.
Yeah, this team is very youthful indeed. Only a couple of seniors in Charlisa Gibbs and Queen Ballard. And the future is definitely bright here for the Lady Indians. On the other end of the floor, ball was poked out there for a second by the Bulldogs, but Kai Dillard will get ready to inbound this one again. Timeout on the floor here just for a quick second. Zaria Peek has got a tired shoe, so the officials will blow everything dead, and she's got it all laced up now and ready to go. Inbound to Ballard. Free throw off the mark. Jayla Merkerson snags the rebound. Can't get the second chance points to go. Loose scramble for the ball, and it ended up in the hands of Caden Seaman. She had to slide to go grab it, but falls out of bounds as she does so. So Indians will be forced to try it again. And a couple of passes now. They get it back to Kai Dillard. Three off the mark that time. Ball in the air there for a second. They get a jump ball between Seaman and Dillard. And possession arrow still points the way of the Indians here. They switch the possession arrow at the beginning of each quarter, so hence why both of the last two jump balls have come the way of the Indians. Substitution now for the Bulldogs. Tyus will come on the floor. Zaria Peek with a three off the mark, but a rebound smacked out of bounds that time by Julie Adams of the Bulldogs.
The Indians having a few lucky breaks right here. And Queen Ballard taking advantage of it, going up in the paint and getting the layup to go right there for the Indians.
Nice bucket there for Queen Ballard. She's got eight already, just two away from double digits. Ellerson will be the woman to inbound it here for the Bulldogs, and she will into the hands of Ja'Kayla Upshaw. She's guarded tightly by Kai Dillard, not trying to give her any space, but Upshaw across half court, now working alongside the near corner. She's trapped in that corner and trying to find somewhere to give it to. Officials signal this one dead. I believe that'll be a foul call against the Indians. And that foul will go against Zaria Peek.
Yeah, man, our bench players, they're very tough, man. They go for the ball every time they sense it. And I love that about the bench players. They have so much hustle and so much want to play the game of basketball.
And that inbound pass almost stolen by Kai Dillard. And Upshaw tries to stick with it, but extended that elbow a little bit against Kai Dillard. They'll blow the foul against Upshaw. That's her second of the night. She's a little bit too handsy with that one. Peek will inbound it into the hands of Kai Dillard. Dillard passes to Merkerson, standing at the free throw line. They'll find Queen Ballard down low, goes up, but they won't be able to get it to go down. Will the Indians? They'll call the foul there against Justice Ellerson, so that'll send Queen Ballard to the free throw line. 34-5, your score, Indians on top.
The Indians looking at a very offensively dominated game right here, as well as defense. They've only let up 5 points over the span of about 2.5 quarters. So amazing job by this Indians defense as well as offense, which this offense hasn't been, you know, like that efficient as of recently on this 3-game losing streak, but they've really come out and shown that they can prove and compete with others.
And first free throw went down for Ballard, second one off the mark, but she grabs her own rebound, catch and shoot three there off the pass from Queen Ballard. No good for Kai Dillard, but Ballard snags that rebound and gets some more second chance points here for the Indians. And inbound pass was bounced a long way. Long two there for Zaria Peek off the mark. She was the one who stole it, tried to do it all herself. Off the mark that time. And a couple of passes here for the Bulldogs. They'll find Upshaw down low completely by herself. Won't get the layup to go. Queen Ballard with another rebound, and Kai Dillard brings it across the floor. Fires a cross-court pass there into the hands of Ballard off the mark. But rebound was snagged there 4 seconds by the Bulldogs, but Zaria Peek stole it away. And another foul call here on second chance points, this time against Charlisa Gibbs. And she'll head to the free throw line. Caden Seaman picking up her second foul of the night. Indians with a 37-5 lead. And if you remember that game back in November, the Indians won 7-9. So on defensively on pace to match that total. Madison McDade will now check into the game, taking the spot of Queen Ballard. And it's a full bench lineup out there for the Indians. Second free throw now coming for Gibbs. No problem that time. Drops it in, extending this Indians lead to 33. Inbound pass was stolen almost by Zaria Peak, but not able to wrangle it, and will fall out of bounds, so the Bulldogs will have to try it again. They'll make a substitution, and Janae Williams will come into the game for Caden Seaman. And we'll get a timeout on the floor. Coach Winchester will call one. We'll take a quick break here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Timeout, 4 minutes and 45 seconds left, and Bulldogs working down low there for a second. They blow a foul on the floor, waiting for the officials to see who that one went against. It will go against Merkerson, her first foul of the night, and second foul on the Indians in this quarter. Inbounded to Tyus, trying to go up with it. Layup off the mark that time. Rebound goes into the hands of Kai Dillard. Finds Zaria Peak on the wing. They pass it to Merkerson down low. Not able to wrangle the pass there. It was poked out by Ellerson. But last touch by the Marbury Bulldogs. And Indians will inbound it yet again from below their own bucket. Dillard fires up to the top of the arc into the hands of Charlisa Gibbs. Couple of nice moves there from Gibbs. Lays it up and in. First field goal of the night for Gibbs. She's got 3 points after making one of her two free throws earlier in this quarter. 40-5, your score now. Indians still on top. 4 minutes and 13 seconds left here in this second quarter. Upshaw with it. Now she'll pass it down into the hands of Janae Williams. Cross-court pass for Tyus. Bank shot won't go down that time. Not open for business past bank hours here. Gibbs trying to do it all herself off the rebound. Not going to go that time. Madison McDade, though, will grab the board and get some second chance points here. Going to get a big substitution here for the Indians at his next stoppage. Starters going to come back in, make sure they stay warm. They'll get it across half court, will the Bulldogs, and they'll pass it over on the wing into the hands of Williams. And another cross court pass not going to go down for the Bulldogs. And they'll get a foul call there against Ellerson of the Bulldogs. So Indians will inbound it. Starters back out there for the Indians. Smith, Richardson, Banks, Humphrey, and Culpepper, your five out there for the Indians now. They'll probably close out this quarter and this half. 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. Humphrey will bring it across half court. Finds Richardson in the wing. Catch and shoot three. Too strong that time. But rebound goes into the hands of Lexi Smith. She'll fire it back out on top into the hands of Humphrey. Humphrey calling some plays here, and she'll pass it over into the hands of Smith. Back to Humphrey, and now to Richardson. Finds Banks down low in that low post. Couple of moves there from Banks. Not going to go down, but grabs her own miss, and some more second chance points coming here for Banks and the Indians. Banks has eight now, and it's a 44-5 lead. Indians on top.
In second chance points, you have said that word so many times in this one already, because it's been true, you know? The Indians have gotten so many second chance points and turnovers in this game very early in this half.
And speaking of turnover, there's another steal there from Lexi Smith. Deep three again, not going to go down that time. Culpepper snags the rebound, kicks it back out top to Humphrey. Calling some plays are the Indians. Humphrey over to Richardson. Richardson drives inside, picks up her dribble. 17-foot jumper, not going to go down that time. Tyus grabs a rebound there for the Bulldogs before handing it off to Upshaw. Upshaw, a little Sutter step. Now she's working down in this near corner. Going back up to the top, picks up her dribble and pass it over to Tyus. Richardson tried to steal that away there for a second, but they'll get Richardson there for the reach-in foul. First foul of the night for Richardson, and 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to go here in this second quarter.
And that was one of those iffy fouls, you know, like whenever it's just up for grabs. It's a ball that's gotten hit. It's a ball that the ref really can't tell, you know. But in this predicament, the Indians are obviously going to get that foul call on them. So,
yeah, as the Bulldogs nail a three there, that time coming out of the hands of Tyus. First points of the night's there for Tyus. Humphrey picks up her dribble, working inside, finds Culpepper out on the wing. Not sure if that was a three or not. Waiting to see if the score updates it. Scores table blocked my view of the three-point line. She shot it out of the near corner, and that was a three. Count it for Layla Culpepper. First points of the night there for Layla. Upshaw with it now, trying to do it all herself. Drives, charges inside. Off the mark, though, and a rebound snagged by Makia Goss, and second chance points won't go. They find Lexi Smith in the far corner. Three off the mark that time, and snagging the rebound was Addison Barkley before it was stolen away by Lexi Smith. Layup won't go. And Smith grabs another rebound. That ball was tied up there, that rebound between Tyus and Culpepper, but possession arrow this time points the way of the Marbury Bulldogs as we get ready for the final 70 seconds of this first half. Olivia Phillips going to inbound it here for the Bulldogs, trying to give it over to Upshaw. She was guarded by Smith and finally gets it into Upshaw. Upshaw charging down the court. Now pick up her dribble on the far wing. She'll pass it back over to Phillips, and Phillips with it now, trying to give it back to Upshaw, stolen away by Maya Richardson. She'll give it over to Smith, who gives a nice pass there, and Humphrey catches it in stride, lays it up and in, and that's 10 points there for Aaliyah Humphrey.
And this is pure team chemistry right here by the Indians, trusting each other and passing the ball around very well and just trusting each other. Like you were saying at the start of this game, trust your big players. Everybody has been trusting each other. And this is just monumental for this Indians team.
And a five-second violation there on the Bulldogs for the inbound. Catch and shoot three off the inbound for the Indians. Comes out of the hands of Lexi Smith. Another three for Lexi Smith. She's made two of them here in this one. 52-8, Indians on top. 23 seconds left in this first half. Bulldogs with it now, and it's Phillips trying to find somewhere to go with it. She was looking for Upshaw. Ball is poked away by Maya Richardson, and Smith comes away with it, trying to go coast to coast with it. No good that time. Smith grabs her own miss, won't get it to go again, but Logan Banks there for some more second chance points for the Indians. Banks in double figures now with 10. And there's the halftime buzzer. Indians come out with a point to prove here in this first half. 54-8. Indians lead it at halftime. You hear the Marbury band playing behind us. But we'll be right back for the City of Wetumpka halftime show here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come on, come to Collier.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Deacon Meeks here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. Apologize about the noise here in the background. Marbury's got their band playing and trying to keep up the morale up here, but hard to do so when you're down by as much as you are. Completely dominant first half here for the Indians, 54-8. They currently lead it. And Deacon, your takeaways from that first half.
Man, the first thing I have to point out is the second chance points, the rebounding, and the playmaking that was made by this Indians team. I mean, when you look at the fast breaks that the Indians guards had, specifically Lexi Smith as well as Aaliyah Humphrey, they made points out of those almost every single time. And they made sure to find their bigs down low, like you were saying in the pregame show or whatever. They found their bigs down low, which is the main thing. They got the easy points, and their bigs got the hard work done. And I'd also like to point out the steals. The Indians have had so many steals this game and have taken advantage of the ball handling of the Marbury point guard. So props to the Indians for that amazing, amazing performance right there.
Yeah, you had 9 different Indians score points in that first half, 3 of them in double figures. Queen Ballard leading the way for the Indians with 13 points and another 14 rebounds, so a double-double already for Queen Ballard. Add a block to her name as well. Logan Banks had 10 as well, the two bigs for the Indians, doing a great job in the low post and really all over the floor. Logan Banks has 13 rebounds of her own, 2 blocks and an assist to go with it. Aaliyah Humphrey's got 10 as well. She has 8 assists to her name as well with 3 steals. And you talk about the steals, Lexi Smith, 6 points, all coming from beyond the arc, and a whole bunch of steals for Lexi Smith. She's got 7 steals already in this one, and Richardson has 6 steals as well. As a team, the Indians have 19 steals, doing a great job of not allowing Marbury to get anything going. Still have yet to hit double figures, as I mentioned earlier, 54-8 is the Indians leading. It's been a blowout here of a first half, but Indians going to come out in this second half probably with some more fire under them after coming into this one with a three-game losing streak, trying to build some momentum heading in to the last area game of the season this coming Thursday against Percy Julian. That one should be an exciting matchup. And, of course, stick around after this. We'll have second half coverage of this game, and then followed will be the boys taping off against the Marbury Bulldogs. And thank you for listening to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes here for third quarter action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
I'm Beverly Wright with REMAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at REMAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Precision 4 Care are your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision 4 Care today or visit callpfc.com. Third quarter action almost underway here. And there is the halftime buzzer. Indians will get the rock here to start this third quarter. 54-8, Indians on top and looking to expand on that lead coming out of the break. Starters are out there right now for the Indians. Humphrey, Richardson, Banks, Ballard, and Culpepper. And a couple of passes between Humphrey and Richardson to get this thing going. Now working around the top of the yard. They'll find Culpepper out on that far wing. Cross-court pass to Richardson on the near wing. Catch and shoot three. Too strong that time. Rebound into the hands of Alexander for the Bulldogs. Bounce pass over to Ellerson, but still struggling to get this one across half court. Ball was poked out there for a second, and now Bulldogs trying to do it the other way. That's an 8-second violation there on the Bulldogs, and a turnover to start the half for them. Now what you're looking to see if you're the Bulldogs.
Yeah, but it is what you're looking to see if you're the Indians, and especially Coach Winchester making her girls go out there and hustle, especially her starters, because I know the main thing that she's thinking in her head right now, you know, either we're going to score 100 points or I'm going to let my starters do their thing and work their hardest.
And couple of passes there for the Indians. Culpepper got caught up there with the travel. So back-to-back turnovers here for both the Bulldogs and the Indians to start this quarter. Upshaw's going to inbound it here for the Bulldogs and looking for somewhere to go with it. Fires it across half court into the hands of Seaman. And her pass was tipped away by Banks, but Bulldogs stick with it in a couple of passes now, and it's in the hands of Justice Eller just inside of the three-point line. Passes back out to Upshaw. Thought about the three, but not going to be able to wrangle it. Seaman had the ball poked out there for a second, but saves it for going out of bounds into the hands of Upshaw. Upshaw comes charging down the lane and loses it there for a second, sticks with it, but her jumper off the mark. Tries to go up for it again. This time it's successful. And an and-one opportunity here coming for the Bulldogs. Foul goes against Maya Richardson. That's her second of the game.
If you're the Indians right here, the main thing that you're wanting to do, especially for the starters, is not give up fouls and make your coach even more mad. Just play your hardest and go out there and prove, you know, prove yourself.
And Indians with it on the other end of the floor. Humphrey had an open three, but will pass it up. Couple of passes now before it gets back to Humphrey between her, Ballard, and Banks. Humphrey with it now standing just in front of the half-court stripe. Over to Richardson. They'll find Culpepper down in the far corner and gives it back to Richardson. She comes charging inside, passes to Banks now, and now Humphrey on the near wing. Back out to Ballard and over to Richardson. Richardson driving inside. Tough shot there off the mark from about 20 feet. Banks grabbed the rebound there, went up for it. Won't get that bucket to fall through, but a foul called against Justice Ellerson of the Marbury Bulldogs. That's three on Ellerson. We'll send Banks to the free throw line.
And a great job, again, of the guards trusting their bigs in this game. And that's going to be prominent throughout the rest of this Indian season, is allowing your bigs to just go to work and do their thing in the paint, because, you know, they're bigger. They're bigger than most of the girls out there on the court. So just allowing them to go and work in the paint is what the Indians need to do. And they've been doing it this game pretty well.
Both free throws fall through there for Banks, extending this Indians lead. And Bulldogs will get it across half court this time. Upshaw with it. Had it poked out for a second there by Aaliyah Humphrey driving inside, but a ball bounces off the foot there of Tyus. Now Humphrey working the other way. She's got two defenders with her. Went up for it there, and they'll get Seaman for the foul. That's also three on Seaman, and sending Aaliyah Humphrey there to the free throw line. 2 minutes and 15 seconds expired here in this third quarter, and Humphrey now heading to the free throw line. Two shots coming up for Aaliyah Humphrey, also wearing the jersey number two. A lot of twos going on here. First free throw not going to go down there for Humphrey. Indians still searching for their first field goal of this second half. Another free throw coming for Humphrey. Won't take the friendly bounce that time. Richardson went up there for the rebound, but not able to corral it. It'll go on out of bounds there, and Bulldogs will get ready to inbound it. This time, it's Zoe Alexander inbounding it there for the Bulldogs. She'll give it over to Upshaw, and Upshaw taking things slow. Indians have backed off the full court press now, so the Bulldogs will crash half court with ease. Upshaw picks up her dribble. And bounce pass there, stolen by Richardson, but it is wrangled by Humphrey. Humphrey spins around a defender and now picks up her dribble and pass it over to Richardson. Passing along the top of the arc now are the Indians. Culpepper with it, driving inside. Cross-court pass and a jumper there from Queen Ballard. Off the mark that time. Logan Banks gets spin move, lays it up and in. And there you go, Indians' first field goal of the of this second half. And 58-10, Indians lead it with 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter.
A great bucket right there by Logan Banks, doing what she does best, just going to the paint, shooting a nice little floater to get the first bucket of the half for the Indians.
Upshaw with it now. She'll pass it out to Seaman. Seaman trying to pass it, and the ball stolen away by Layla Culpepper, trying to do it all herself. A little bit of contact there. Gets smacked on the wrist. She was looking for the foul, but they won't get the call. Richardson grabbed the rebound and passed it over to Queen Ballard, who lays it up and in for the Indians. 50-point lead now for the Indians, 60-10.
Yeah, that really did look like a foul there on Layla's drive, but unlucky break there for the Indians. Hopefully they can come back, and Layla steals it again, going down the court and going for another layup.
Gets it to go this time, does Layla Culpepper. And Coach Winchester will take a timeout here. Not a full timeout, though, for the Indians. 4 minutes and 7 seconds left to play. Indians with a 52-point lead. But stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at radioalabamasports.net.
Back now in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth, I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Deacon Meeks. And coming out of the timeout are the Indians now. And Queen Ballard will come off the floor here as Lexi Smith will come on and take her place. Bulldogs here going to have possession to finish out this third quarter. 4 minutes and 7 seconds left. They'll inbound it into the hands of Upshaw. And Upshaw taking her time will cross half court now. She'll fire across over into the hands of Ellerson, being guarded tightly there by Lexi Smith. Goes for the steal, not able to come up with it. And they find Tyus down low, and she lays it up and in. That's 5 points on the night for Alyssa Tyus. Humphrey passes to Richardson just in front of the half court line and back over to Humphrey. Humphrey will hand it off there to Richardson. Richardson passes out to Lexi Smith, and a cross-court pass now to Culpepper. They find Banks down low. Spin move. Tried to go up with the left hand. Not going to go down that time for the Indians and Logan Banks. It's a 50-point lead here still for the Indians, 62-12. As Upshaw picks up her dribble and pass it over to Seaman. Seaman chucks up a three. Real high arcing that time. Not going to go down. Offensive rebound there for the Bulldogs. And it was Alexander who snagged that rebound. Gave it over to Tyus, but she had it poked out of bounds. And it was last touch there by the Indians. So it'll stick here with the Bulldogs. They'll inbound it now to Seaman. Jumper from about 15 feet. Won't go down. Rebound goes into the hands of Aaliyah Humphrey. And I'd expect you to see some more passing here, trying to find some open look. Work on the ball movement are the Indians in a couple of passes here before it works its way back into the hands of Humphrey. Humphrey picks up her dribble there. Was trying to pass it to Layla Culpepper. Had it poked out and stolen away by Ja'Kayla Upshaw. Upshaw picks up her dribble. Steps into a three off the mark that time to the right side. Rebound to Banks. And she'll hand it off there to Aaliyah Humphrey.
And the Indians got quite the sizable lead now. So, like you're saying, just passing around and finding the open layups, open looks, just to make their lead a bit more sizable and a bit more comfy. But still, no need to do anything too stressful right now for the Indians.
Now, it's just a great opportunity to work on some things you may not be super comfortable with or may not be super confident in here for the Indians. Humphrey was driving inside and tried to go up for about a 5-foot jumper. Wasn't going to connect for her. Ball was poked out and by the Bulldogs, and Indians going to get ready to inbound it here. Layla Culpepper will do it. Azaria Peak will check into the game for Aaliyah Humphrey, and they'll inbound it up to the top of the arc into Lexi Smith. Over to Culpepper, now to Richardson, and back to Smith. Smith, nice little dribble there behind the back. Finds Culpepper out on the far wing. Three-pointer. Takes a high bounce off the backboard and not going to go down. Rebound snagged there by Tyus, and she'll pass it over to Upshaw. Upshaw with it now. Guarded again by Lexi Smith, but she'll pass it over to Ellerson. Ellerson picks up her dribble and gives it to Tyus. Maya Richardson comes charging in, pokes it away, and steals it. And Culpepper's got it. And now she'll pass it over back to Richardson. Richardson steps into a three, a little wedgie off the corner there, but rebound stays with the Indians. Zaria Peake snagged it that time. Richardson had trouble corralling the pass, but she finally gets it down and gives it over to Smith. Smith gives it back to Richardson. She'll try the three again, off the mark again. Rebound goes to Justice Ellerson, but Zaria Peake comes in and ties it up. Possession arrow. Actually, sorry, they will not call it a tie-up. They'll get Peake for the reach-in foul there.
Just a bit too aggressive in this last couple minutes, trying to just settle the game real quick. You know, the clock's going to be moving for the rest of this game with a sizable 50-point lead for the Indians, so no need to do anything too crazy.
And a couple of passes before it works over to Upshaw, coming in from the side. Layup off the mark that time. Culpepper grabs the rebound, but she's being guarded tightly by Upshaw. She'll hand it off to Banks, and Upshaw comes crashing in again, trying to steal. Banks dribbling now outside of the arc. Don't see that too often. They'll find Lexi Smith, far wing, in and out. Won't go down for her. She comes crashing in for the rebound and touched a whole host of people before falling out of bounds. They'll say it's last touch by the Indians. 28.5 seconds left here in this third quarter. And they'll inbound it. This time, it's Ellerson who gets the inbound, picks up her dribble now, and finds a woman standing inside of the three-point line, but it was poked away by Maya Richardson. They'll pass it to Zaria Beek, who gets fouled hard there by Julie Adams. First foul by Julie Adams. Good to see Zaria Beek get up there, pop right back up.
And Julie Adams truly did not mean to run into her that hard. She was just full momentum, full steam ahead type of scenario. Didn't really expect Zoe Peake to let on the brakes, but glad to see that she popped back up and everything's all right.
Yeah, definitely good to see there from Peake. Good to see her get back up. And like you mentioned, you could definitely see on Adams' face, she was jaw-dropped there. Definitely did not expect to hit her that hard. And Adams will grab the rebound off the free throw miss, the second free throw from Peake. Ball was stolen away here by the Indians. Richardson stole it, found Lexi Smith down low, and Smith will lay it up and in. And there's the buzzer. We've got one quarter left here in Marbury, 65-12. Indians lead it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Back now here in Marbury, whole host of substitutions for the Indians, and you'd expect it to be bench players here for the rest of the game. Queen Ballard out there now, not a bench player, but did not play in that third quarter. Madison McDade out there for the Indians alongside Merkerson, Charlisa Gibbs, and Kai Dillard. Bulldogs with possession has started, and it's Tyus over on the far corner. They'll find a woman across in the cross-court pass, but not able to wrangle it was Malia Wyatt, and Gibbs will steal it away. Gibbs trying to work inside there. She'll get called for the travel. Thought that was some contact there against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it really did look like she took quite a bit of contact right there on that drive going in, but refs didn't call it a foul, just called it a travel. Must have took too many steps before.
And that time, long range two off the mark, came out of the hands of Julie Adams and went on right out of bounds. Nobody touched it. Just hit the back iron and shot straight to the sideline. And Gibbs will inbound it into the hands of Kai Dillard. Dillard brings it across half court, passes over to Merkerson. They find Queen Ballard in the low post. Spin move and easy layup there for Queen Ballard. And Indians with a 67-point total and a 55-point lead over the Bulldogs, 67-12. They'll blow a foul on the play there. Foul goes against the Indians, I believe. It was Charlisa Gibbs picking up the foul that time.
And it looked like she got her arm out in front of the ball. Might have tugged the jersey just a bit where we couldn't see it, but looked pretty clean right there.
And a high arcing inbound pass goes over to Julie Adams just in front of the half-court line. And with it now is Olivia Phillips. She'll pass it over to Malia Wyatt. Now into the hands of Andrea Smith. Back over to Phillips. Phillips working on the near corner and trying to find somebody to pass it to. The ball was tipped and into the hands of Jayla Merkerson. Loses the dribble there for a second. We'll kick it back out to Kai Dillard. And they'll get Dillard there for the double dribble and a turnover there on the Indians. Rolling clock here, rest of the way, 55 minutes and 50 seconds left here in this fourth quarter and this game. Indians still with a 55-point lead, 67-12 is your score. Bulldogs passing around there for a second, and Marbury's coach will take a quick timeout there. And Indians will gather up in their huddle. And as they do so, I just want to remind you to come on, come to Collier. From tough F-150s to family-friendly SUVs, Collier Ford makes buying easy with a great selection and hometown service. No pressure, just honest deals and friendly faces. Stop by Collier Ford on U.S. Highway 231 in Wetumpka or shop online. Come on, come to Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. Thank you to Collier Ford for being such great partners here with us at the Wetumpka Sports Network. Buzzer sounds, 5 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. And as soon as they inbound this, we'll get this clock rolling yet again. They'll inbound it into the hands of Phillips. And Phillips will get called there for the double dribble. That's a violation. There are five out there for the Indians right now on Maya Richardson, Kai Dillard, Macy Brown, Izzy Harwell, and Madison McDade. Richardson with it now. And a deep three there for Maya Richardson. Won't get it to go. Harwell grabs the rebound. Passes down low to McDade. Not going to be able to get the shot to go. Kai Dillard comes charging in for the rebound. Passing around now. Richardson catch and shoot three. Not going to go again. And a whole bunch of people touched that rebound there. Nobody able to corral it there for a second. Last touch by Kai Dillard of the Indians. So Marbury will inbound it.
And it's pretty exciting to see the new faces that we don't really get to see on the bench for the Indians, going out there and showing what they had to prove.
Absolutely. Kai Dillard stole that pass there from the Bulldogs, trying to come crashing down, do it all herself. Didn't get the layup to go there, but they'll blow the foul on Olivia Phillips, and it'll send Kai Dillard to the free throw line there. Clock has stopped here for the time being, 4 minutes and 27 seconds left here in this fourth quarter and this game. Free throw off the mark there for Kai Dillard. And that'll get a substitution there as Julie Adams will come off the floor and Makia Goss will come in to take her place. Second free throw now coming for Kai Dillard. And no, both free throws not going to go down here for the Indians and Kai Dillard. And now with the ball here for the Bulldogs is Olivia Phillips. And that ball was intended for another Bulldog, but poked out there. Macy Browse has got it, trying to do it all herself. Couldn't get the and one to fall. Took a couple of bounces. Thought you might get the friendly roll there for a second. Andrea Smith picks up the foul there for the Bulldogs, but it'll send Macy Brown to the line for the Indians.
Yeah, that was quite the hard foul, but still impressed to see that ball trickle around and have the unlucky bounce of that. But hopefully she makes these free throws and extends the Indians' lead even more.
First free throw off the mark there for Brown. It was a really good display of body control there. Had a really good look at the shot there despite getting fouled and took a hard one at that. Second free throw not going to go. Rebound goes to Izzy Harwell. Spin move there from Madison McTayden. Much to the delight of this Indians crowd. Good move there from Madison McDade. Nice spin move to lay it up and in for the Indians. 69-12 is now your score here for the Indians. And don't know exactly what that is, but Indians lead up by a lot. Stolen away by Macy Browse. They'll find Maya Richardson down low. Back up top now, Kai Dillard. Thought about the three. Gives it back to Richardson. Richardson comes inside. Little five-foot jumper there. Nice shot there from Maya Richardson. She's got eight. 71-12. Your lead, your total here. And that pass again stolen away by Maya Richardson. No problem there. Nobody home in front of her. And with that bucket, Maya Richardson in double figures here for the Indians.
Yeah, and just again, another steal for the Indians. And it's absurd how they're getting away with this. Like, we don't usually see this much activity. We do see a lot of steals from the Indians. Not this much, though. There's been well over 20 steals total for this Indians team. So, amazing, amazing performance by these Lady Indians.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a good showing here from everybody involved with this Indians team. Gibbs with the ball now. She'll give it over to Queen Ballard. Passing up top to Brown, over to McDade. Kai Dillard on the near wing. Three not going to go down here for the Indians. Last touch by Madison McDade. She was trying to fight for that rebound, but not able to hold on to it. It pokes out of bounds. And you'll get another substitution here for the Indians. And now it is a full bench lineup here for the Indians. Macy Brown, Kai Dillard, Charlisa Gibbs, Madison McDade, and Izzy Harwell out there for the Indians. Bulldogs were working the other way with it. Andrea Smith was fouled there. That time foul goes against Charlisa Gibbs. Second foul on Gibbs. And a minute and 50 seconds left here in this fourth quarter in a what looks like it should be a pretty convincing win here for the Indians. They've played some really good defense throughout. Only allowing 4 points here in this second half. Ball on the floor now. Was poked out by Kai Dillard. Macy Brown corralled it, but tried to get up to pass it, but they'll call her there for the flat. They'll call her there for the travel on the play. Not a flag. Been watching too much football as of late. A minute and 15 seconds left here in the game. Bulldogs working with it now. Ball was stolen away by Kai Dillard, laying it up and in. Easy bucket there for Kai Dillard. And 75-12, your score now. Nice bucket there from Kai Dillard. Couple of passes here, and they find a woman down low. It's Goss. She'll pass it back out to Phillips. Phillips brings the ball out past the three-point line, and ball is trickling down the court now. That foul was called against Kai Dillard there. Went in for the steal. Came in just a little bit hot there. A little bit too much contact there as she went for the steal, and they'll call her for that. 30 seconds left in this contest, and looking for somewhere to go with it was Phillips. They'll call the 5-second violation there. Not able to find a person to inbound it to. And so it should just about do it here. 12 seconds left. We'll see if the Indians pour salt on the wound. Looks like they won't. Kai Dillard picks it up there and just going to stand in front of the half court line. 2 seconds left, and there's the buzzer. Indians get a big win here in Marbury. A good get-right game as they head in to the final area play game of the season. 75-12, your final score here from Marbury. A convincing win here for the Indians. Deacon, what stuck out to you?
The main thing that stuck out to me was the defense. You know, we saw the full court press. We saw how they pressed these Marbury Bulldogs the whole game until the very end, and how Coach Winchester didn't let up the knee off their throats. You know, she kept the starters out there for the remainder of that game and did a great job at just coaching and facilitating this team throughout the whole game and allowing her players to go out there and play the way that they wanted to and win the game.